In a large rehearsal space at Charlottesville's Music Resource Center, six women portray nuns living in France during that country's revolution. The opera Dialogues of the Carmelites tells how this religious order faced death rather than abandon their cloistered way of life. It was a theme that might resonate with a deaf audience, according to Jules Dameron, a filmmaker, actress, writer, and deaf theater director from L.A. She spoke with us through interpreter Kari Pond.
The deaf community is very small, it's very tight-knit, and in a sense, we have walls around us. In the nuns in the cloister would have walls around them. The main character is afraid to escape to the outside world, and that's a prevalent experience among the deaf community.
In Charlottesville, the founders of Victory Hall Opera were looking for an opportunity to expand their audience and challenge their singers. Miriam Gordon Stewart is the company's creative director.
There's so much in deaf theater that hasn't yet been explored. It's such a fascinating art form.
So she and the company's music director, Brenda Patterson, organized a workshop where they would stage scenes from Dialogues of the Carmelites, modifying the story of this 1957 opera to portray a convent of deaf nuns.
I know I'm a daughter of God, who will suffer for you.
For each singing member of the cast, there's a second actress using sign language, movement, and facial expression to convey the story, its drama, and emotion. Dameron, who lost her hearing to illness as an infant, translated the dialogue into American Sign Language, conveying the beat through pacing of dialogue.
Trying to incorporate more visual rhythms, just to show visually what the rhythms of the music are.
And she incorporates aspects of deaf culture into the performance. At one point, for example, an actress stands with hands on hips, while another behind her reaches through to sign.
The deaf actor can see the hands coming through her own arms, and she can see the signing, and it really represents a bond, a relationship, and love in a very playful way.
Some members of the audience will experience the vibrations of the music, its rhythm, tone, and timing, while others rely on the enriched storytelling of those who sign. Either way, Gordon Stewart says the workshop, performed as part of UVA's Disability Study Symposium, will advance the goals of Victory Hall Opera.
To reach new audiences with this art form, and also to extend the performing capabilities of opera singers, so to give them a new skill set, to have them working under new conditions, so that they're creating theater that is alive and contemporary, and not just historical reenactment.
The show at Old Cabell Hall begins at 7, and admission is free. In Charlottesville, I'm Sandy Houseman.